Okay, so I'm going to do. I mean, I don't know if this is like real tag or not, but I guess it kind of is. I'm sorry if I'm talking kind of fast. I don't know, I'll try to slow myself down. It's just a bad habit of mine to talk really fast. But like the 50 things you don't know about me. And so I'm gonna call this text talks about herself because why not? Because that's all I do is talk about myself. I'm kidding. No, I'm actually a selfish person. No, not really. Anyways, I am so hyper right now. I don't know why. I don't know. I'm also hungry. I'm really hungry. So hopefully my stomach does not growl, but just a warning, I'm hungry. So if you hear a thing that sounds like a whale, that's probably my stomach. So I wrote down 50 random things about me. I'm in college on track to become a teacher. I love animals. Almost became a vet, actually, was like really on track to become a vet. So I know a lot of things about animals. I worked at a vet clinic for 2 years. I have two labs that are my pride and joy and my children. So sometimes if you hear me talk about my kids or children, or I might be making future audios with me just rambling and chilling and they'll be out and stuff, you'll hear me talking to them. So yeah. I absolutely love photography, especially black and white. I actually did black and white photography while I was in high school, which means yes, film, yes, photo paper, yes, developing it myself. I'm very proud of my photos, even though they're amateur. But still, a lot of effort went into them, and so I'm very, very proud of myself for that. Fun fact, I have short hair, actually. It is shorter shoulder length. It used to be really long. I am growing it back out. It grows really fast, so I don't have to worry about that. I also don't get split ends, so I don't have to get my hair trimmed, really. But yeah, I have short hair. So I know when people see the word blonde, they usually think, oh, long blonde hair, blah, blah, blah. It was once upon a time, and it will be again. But yeah, for now, I have short hair. My favorite colors are pink, obviously. That's like my tag on almost everywhere, and black. However, I wear a lot of blue. I own a lot of blue jeans, just because they're jeans. And then I have blue eyes, and so I usually wear a lot of blue because I like to make my eyes pop. I enjoy a crazy schedule, and I am used to a lack of sleep, so it doesn't really bother me. I like being crazy busy. If I'm not busy and I'm just sitting around, I go crazy. So I like having lots of things to do, even if I procrastinate and don't do them, and I usually like do other things like watch movies on my computer, whatever. I'd rather I'd be busy. I've never left Texas. I've never been outside of Texas ever in my whole entire life. However, I do want to travel. Traveling, I'm not afraid of traveling. It just has been my family, really, that's been holding me back. But now that I am getting older, I say older, now that I'm gonna turn 20, I really am looking forward to traveling at some point once I get the money for that. But that'll kind of go further down. I drive a small old truck. However, I really want a Jeep or a Ford Edge. Excuse me. I love Jeep Wranglers. I think they are so cool. Which kind of leads into I love like the outdoors and camping and backpacking and hiking and you know all of that. And so I definitely want a car that I totally don't mind getting dirty and whatnot. However, I'll probably end up getting more of a Ford Edge, which you can look up what that looks like, just because I would be taking my dogs everywhere, and so I have to have a lot of room for storage. Also passengers, because I wouldn't mind taking a few friends with me and whatnot. I love beaches. I love the heat. I love beaches. Okay, like ocean, like sandy shores. Yeah, love being out on the beach. I would love to live close enough to where I could walk to one on an almost daily basis. I like children. Obviously, I work with children. However, I definitely test my patience every single day. This really weird fact, I don't know why I do this, and it's a just I don't know, I just do it. I don't always realize it. When I walk upstairs, I walk on my toes. So like a girl, if she's in heels, you know what I mean? That's how I walk up the stairs, except I'm not wearing heels, I'm just wearing like tennis shoes or sandals, or I don't know why. Every time I go up the stairs, I only walk on the front balls of my feet. I was told that that's a dance thing because I used to do dance, but I don't understand the correlation or why. But yeah, so I used to do dance. I also kind of did cheer and drill team on the side. Whenever I was really little, I also did gymnastics. But for the most part, I did dance all my life. I love sports and games and going to games and sports and more sports and really any sport. I mean, obviously, I prefer more, like, college football. That's just me. Or, like, when I was in high school, my high school football team. Yeah, I mean, I'm into the NFL. I watched the Super Bowl, had a ton of fun. I will go to any game. Oh, I also love hockey. Love hockey. But I also used to ice skate all the time. I love ice skating. For a brief period of time, I wanted to be a figure skater. However, I never was able to, like, commit to it enough to actually do that, but I did have my own set of figure skates and my own pretty little figure skating dress at one point. So yeah, so that's actually a dream-ish thing, I guess. But yeah, I love sport games, so like you could take me to any game and you just tell me what team to cheer for, and I, man, even though I'm not wearing a shirt, if I have like face paint, I will do it. I go all out, okay? All out. I will have fun at any game. So yeah. I consider myself a lone social butterfly, which is kind of weird. I sometimes just want to be by myself. I just, you know, sometimes there's just too much social interaction. Usually I don't like talking to people that much. However, when put in a situation when I have to, or I feel the need, you know what I mean? Like the first day of class, like, are you really like, I mean, I don't know. There are people who, yes, will really sit in the back and not talk to anyone. But I'm like, no, like, I need to talk to people, you know, I need to at least be cordial and social with everybody else. And so a lot of people don't realize with the way I am, they just think, oh, little blonde has been a social butterfly her whole entire life. Not really. I used to have really bad social anxiety. I've kind of gotten over it because I've kind of just been like, fuck anxiety, but fuck anything holding me back, really. But yeah. I have joint issues. I think I have hypermobility syndrome, I guess is what it's called. I don't know where. I mean, you can look that up. But basically, I also have old injuries. So because I used to be in gymnastics, I had injured my right wrist and my right ankle, I think it was. However, we didn't know it when I had injured it at the time. So therefore, they healed incorrectly. And that's why I have issues nowadays with them. But I also, like, overextend my elbows easily. My hips pop and can dislocate. Yeah, I don't know, I have back issues, but I'm also kind of heavy in the chest, and so that doesn't help with back issues either, but yeah. I used to have asthma, but I grew out of that for the most part. I'm at like 90% of normal lung function, but that's, I mean, you know. I'm already as old as I am. I'm just tired of being on medication, and we said that I could go off medication, and so, yeah, I just carry around, an albuterol inhaler if needed. I want to run more, even though I hate running. I have been in a few of, like, the really fun 5Ks, so, like, the bubble run, the color run. Well, it wasn't technically the color run, it was called the graffiti run, but it was, like, the same thing. The bubble run was tons of fun. I was also in another one. The name is completely slipping my mind. I really want to do, I'm sorry if you hear there's stuff in the background. I really want to do like the Mighty Mud Dash and stuff like that. And those are super hardcore. I don't think I'm going to get to it this year because I have not been training like I should if I want to actually achieve that. But yeah. Even though I used to hate running, I still hate running. Like physically, it's hard on me. My body type is definitely not the type for running. But I want to get there. I want to say fuck it and get there anyways. I like having things to focus on, which kind of goes into the whole like being crazy busy and stuff like that. I like having things to focus my attention on so I can't focus on negative things or, you know, stupid stuff like that. I like to pamper myself, as in, you know, I do like to sometimes have a nice bubble bath, or I do a lot of face masks. A lot of face masks. I own like 10 plus. But I love them. They're so much fun. So yeah. I consider myself a very hard worker. I have a very strong work ethic for the most part, unless I don't like my employers or they're causing me shit. The most I've worked is basically 3 jobs at a time. 3 part-time jobs. Unfortunately, with my schedule, I can't get a full-time job. It just doesn't work. So I usually have two part-time jobs to work around. I only have 1 job right now, and it's kicking me in the ass because I barely have enough money for my bills. And so I'm really, really, really trying to find a second job, but it's difficult trying to find the right place with professional people, and a place where I won't want to quit and won't be miserable. But then I also babysit and dog sit on the side. So, like, there have been nights where, or days where I had, like, one job from 6 to 2:30, another job from 3 to 6, and then I would babysit from, like, 6:30 to 8:30, and then I'd have to go to somebody's house to dog sit. Like, my days are absolutely crazy sometimes, but I like it that way. I like to be, busy. Anyways, 24. I am generally happy most of the time. I used to be in a really dark place, which y'all can go and listen to that audio, and then I just kind of said, fuck it, I'm tired of it. Even though I'm genuinely happy most of the time and everybody thinks, oh, bubbly little blonde, when I'm in the car, I can be a total road rager. It doesn't help that where I live, is really, really bad with, like, driving, but, yeah, I'm a total road rager, and so usually what I try to do is turn up the radio as loud as possible and scream the lyrics, in order to keep from, like, screaming and flicking off and honking at people. So, yeah, I am right-handed. I like to handwrite things a lot. I mean, I enjoy typing, too, but, when I get angry, I tend to hit the keyboard kind of hard, which is not good. So yeah, I like to handwrite, but I also have long nails, and so on my right ring finger, I actually, develop a little callus, during the school year and stuff, from writing so much from my middle fingernail, if that makes sense, just because of the way I hold my pen, I guess. But yeah, so I actually get a little callus from writing so much. Let's see, I strive to be the best and make people happy as much as possible. However, I have learned, not to forget about my own self-value first. Anyways, I used to have braces, however, I still have a gap in the front of my teeth when I don't wear my retainer, and, like, sometimes I put this rubber band that helps close it, because, like, the muscle in between my two front teeth, my parents decided that, oh, no, she doesn't need the surgery for them to clip it, otherwise that would have totally kept my teeth from ever trying to, like, create a gap again. So, no, I still have that, and it's very annoying and frustrating, and I don't like it, and I don't like my teeth. I also have what are called peg laterals, and so that's the teeth that are on both sides of your two front teeth, and, like, their shape is, I mean, it's not bad, like, my smile isn't bad, I still smile all the time, obviously. Oh my god, now that I'm saying this, I don't want y'all to, like, analyze my smile, because I don't like that. Anyways, let it go. Yeah, I don't like my teeth. However, it would cost me probably, like, I think they said $1,000 in order for me to fix that, because that would include me putting, veneers on. So that's expensive. So yeah. Anyways, I enjoy math and science. I actually want to be a math teacher. I like writing. I actually like writing essays. Like, I guess analytical essays or compare and contrasting essays, you know, stuff like that. When I'm in the right mood. So I don't know why, but I enjoy reading a whole bunch of different texts and highlighting and then quoting it and then paraphrasing it and then putting it all together, and I don't know why, but I actually enjoy that stuff sometimes because I'm crazy, apparently. I listen to music way too loud. A lot of people have to tell me, like, hey, I can hear your music, you know, you need to turn it down, because I don't realize it, which is leading to me being deaf early onset. Not, like, actually, but I think so sometimes. But yeah. Anyways, I want to be super adventurous. I want to do a lot of things. I want to travel to a lot of places. One of my number one things is I want to swim with sharks. I think sharks are super freaking cool. And so, yeah. I actually wanted to be a mermaid for a while. And when I say I wanted to be a mermaid, not like a little girl's like, I want to be a mermaid. But, like, I actually looked up what it would take for me to become a mermaid at the places that have the mermaid people. And I wanted to do that. I have seriously considered being a stripper way too much in my life, just because money, man. However, I would get disowned and kicked out of my house, and I'm not having to pay rent right now since I'm in school and working, so therefore, I will take what I can get, and I will not be a stripper. Yep. However, I do know how to do this move called the starfish, which is super cool. Oh my goodness, I just popped my neck. And when I used to have long hair, I was told by several people that I had the stripper hair flip, so we're close. Anyways, I listen to more, so back to music, I don't know where my mind was writing this list. I listen to more rock than most people think. I obviously like to listen to the radio, which is, like, mainstream popular songs, which I like too. However, I usually tend to surprise people. Not that I want to say, like, I'm a hipster, but at the same time, I am one of, I don't know why, but I do get to where I'm like, oh, you mean you like that person just because everybody else likes them? Like, no, then I'm intentionally not gonna listen to that person, because I don't I don't like being like everybody else. And so, like, One Direction, I get people like One Direction. I didn't watch what America's Got Talent or American Idol, whichever one they were on. Like, I didn't watch that. I have only heard the songs that are on the radio. I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I was seriously never big into it. So, yeah, I listen to a lot more rock. And when I say rock, I mean, like, I'm going to pull up my list while I'm talking about my next fact. I do not like romance movies. I prefer horror movies or action movies. So let's see. Songs I like. So like the Royal Deluxe, I really like. It's not pulling up everybody else. I'm just gonna think off the top of my head, like the Phantoms. Wow, I suck at this. I don't know. If you want to know what kind of music I listen to, I can list artists later. So if you really want to know that for whatever reason, I guess you can just ask and I will list them. But I can't do it while I'm recording. So, because I'd have to pull it up on my phone and I record on my phone. Anyways. Yeah, I don't like romance movies. I've never seen The Notebook through and through. What other movie? I think I've only seen The Titanic through and through like once. I don't watch Nicholas Sparks movies. I don't read the books. I don't know. I just don't like romance stuff. Like, sometimes my mom gets me pulled into, like, the stupid Hallmark cheesy Lifetime ones. If I watch a Lifetime movie, it's only because it's so fucking dramatic. And, like, sometimes as a female, I need to get that, like, drama fix because I don't have, a ton of friends. And so I don't get that drama in my life, I guess. Not that I necessarily, like, need it, but, you know, that way it's, like, a movie. Like, I can watch it, I can turn off, and I can be like, oh my god, that happened. And then I can let it go, and it's not affecting me. So, yeah. So that's me, but overall, I do not like romance movies. I like action and scary movies. I don't know, that kind of leads into me questioning, like, supernatural phenomenon, I guess. Like, I watch a lot of, like, ghost shows and stuff like that. Yes, I know I can't say the phenomenon. I'm not good at pronouncing words, okay? Forgive me for my lack of knowledge and for being ignorant, but I suck at saying words sometimes. Anyways. Yeah, I question those things because it's never been outright proven to not be real. And some things are just too coincidental, I guess. I don't know, and I've had a few, like, really, really, really tiny personal experiences that I just kind of question. Oh my gosh, I'm at almost 18 minutes. I need to get going. Anyways, the idea of kids do not scare me. Do I necessarily want kids? I mean, at some point, yeah. I feel like that kind of, in a weird way, reflects your contribution to society because I'm weird. I don't know, but I don't know. I don't know. I feel like you should have kids. Yeah. Lots of kids. I don't know. I'm not crazy. But probably maybe two or a few more. I don't know. And if I can't have kids, then I definitely want to adopt and raise children. Cause I do consider myself to be a very maternal person sometimes. Sometimes, not always. Sometimes I'm a heartless bitch. So there's that. Anyways, not that I've really done a lot, but I do enjoy hunting, which I guess, I don't know, you can blame it on the stereotype of Texas, but yes, I do like hunting, which kind of leads to, I collect bones. Promise I am not super creepy, I swear, and when I say collect bones, I mean, like, bones people have given me. I'm really looking into getting more antlers, because I like antlers. Antlers are cool, and plus I can get antlers without actually killing the deer, because if you didn't know this, but antlers, deer actually shed their antlers around this time of year. So yeah, so that's cool. But like, I have an opossum skull. I also have a boar without the lower jawbone, it's just the top. I also have a boar skull with its lower jawbone, and then I have an extra lower jawbone to another boar. So yeah, so that's cool. But it's also a lot of work, and luckily the ones people have found and given me were like already stripped of like the flesh and everything, so I don't have to worry about that. I just had to soak them in hydrogen peroxide and clean them up. Which is pretty simple, but, like, if I were to get, like, an actual dead head or, you know, like, a head and stuff like that, it's a lot of work to clean, and it's gross and a lengthy process, or it can be. So, yeah. I also love reptiles, especially snakes. Snakes are super cool. Whenever I was really little, we had one of those, like, traveling zoo sort of things come to my birthday party, and they had this huge ball python that they wrapped around me, and I cried hysterically when they took it off and told them to leave it on me all day. So, yeah, so I love snakes. My uncle actually has several snakes. So that's really cool. I don't know why I like snakes so much, but I just do. I enjoy reading. I have lots of books. I spend way too much money at bookstores. I love dancing all the time. Either with others or without others. Like, you don't have to dance with me. I'm one of those people that, like, dances in the grocery store. That's me. I love dancing. I dance all the time. Like, you'll see me in my car, and I'll be, like, dancing in my car and whatever. I kind of already mentioned this, but I like handwriting stuff. Family is very important to me. However, I understand independence, and I also understand doing what you need to do for your own well-being, even if that means cutting ties, because I've had to do that with some family members. And ultimately, when I move out of my house, I don't know what's going to happen with my relationship with my parents, because it's not the best. I know I had kind of mentioned my eyes when I talked about how I wear blue a lot to make my color pop, because I do have blue eyes, and I'm not even making this shit up, but I get complimented on my eyes on an almost daily basis by random ass people. Not even making this up. It used to be really weird, but I've gotten kind of used to it, and I think it's also because eye contact to me is very important. When people will just avoid eye contact, I'm just like, dude. Yeah, like, dude. You know what I mean? It's just slightly disrespectful, in my opinion. I mean, I get it if you have social anxiety or, like, whatever reasons. But to me, eye contact is very important, so I make eye contact with people all the time. I love journals, notebooks, stationery, and agendas. Don't know why I have way too many. I love stationery stuff. I love old books. I like to read a lot. I love old books, and the oldest book that I own is a collection of Lord Alfred Tennyson's poems, and it's actually from 1882. And it's been in my family, and it currently sits on my shelf, and I don't like to open it because it is so old and fragile. So that's a fun fact about me. I have a few other older books. I don't know the years. I was going to write them down, but I forgot, so whenever it's too late. I'm already too far into this audio. Anyways, I am preppy as all get out, so, like, you think bubbly, happy, little blonde, yeah, pretty much. I'm preppy. Now, am I, like, basic? No, I don't consider myself to be that basic of a girl. I don't like Starbucks. I don't like coffee at all, really. Like I said, I don't like to listen to mainstream music that much. I don't know. I don't like to watch romance movies. I don't consider myself to be that basic. I mean, people joke about it. Because, oh my god, I can't even. But, like, for real. That's just not me. Also, because I'm being stupid and couldn't think of more, like, weird facts about me. I feel like preppy is so obvious, right? But I also like to read. I don't feel like enough, like, basic girls. Like, I'm looking at my copy of Beowulf right now. And then, like I said, I have that poem book. And then I also like to read, other books. Not, like, self-help books, but, like, not self-help. I can't think of, like, what kind of books they are. Books, I guess, about, like, the world in general. I don't know, I'm looking, there's a book called Complications by, Atul Gawande? I don't know if that's how you say his name. I read lots of books, so if you want suggestions, you can totally hit me up. I will suggest some really cool books that I like. What else is there? Oh, yeah, so my last fact is so dumb, but I couldn't think of anything else. I have way too many purses and clothes. Oh, that's just me. Because I am female, my body type has not changed since I was, like, a freshman in high school, so therefore my collection of clothing has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. I also have way too many purses, which I don't even have that many purses compared to, like, some girls. Some girls are freaking crazy. I don't have expensive purses. I don't have the money for it. That's, like, not happening. The only, like, name brand thing that I own is, like, the smallest little, Coach. I couldn't even think of the name Coach. Gosh. Like, bracelet thing that I got as a gift, like, 5 years ago. But I have lots of purses because I like for them to match my outfit, and I carry a lot of shit, and so I have small purses for days when I don't feel like carrying a lot, and then I have, like, freaking huge bags for days when I have, like, class, and so I'll have, like, my laptop and my agenda, and I'll have, like, 5 notebooks and, like, you know, 3 folders filled with things and papers and an extra binder and another binder and, yeah, stuff like that. So I have a lot of purses, but I carry a lot of crap. Like, when I carry my big purse, like, I seriously, I have a first aid kit sometimes. Oh, that's another fact. 51 facts that you didn't know about me. I'm actually CPR and AED certified, which an AED is the thing that, like, you, it's an automatic whatever defibrillator for your heart. But yeah, I'm CPR certified too. So I could save your life. Anyways, this is 25 minutes of Tex talking about herself, and she's going to shut the fuck up now. Thank you for listening.